You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who washes his hands even after using a towel, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two is underway, ladies and gentlemen. It is great to have you here on this rainy... What's it like in Madison, Zomers? Is it raining and gross?
It is neither. Today has been a very nice day. You saw I'm not wearing it. I contemplated dressing up as if I were going to the beach just because it's so nice out today. I was going to put on, I have like this floral button-down shirt and matching shorts. Chose not to. It wasn't quite that warm, but I thought about it.
Will it kill you to wear a top hat once in a while?
Well, I don't own one. If you want to ship me one, I'll be glad to wear it.
It's so unfair that we're both in Wisconsin, and this show was on statewide. And I'm stuck with like 30s and rain and you have beach weather. How is that possible?
You know, I couldn't tell you. The weather works in strange ways.
Sounds like a question for Mace Michaels. But wherever you're joining us from in Wisconsin, folks, I hope it's sunny and 70, unlike here in Marinette, Wisconsin, in Northeast Wisconsin. Lots of fun tonight. If you missed hour number one of tonight's show, it is available at civicmedia.us in podcast form. You can hear my interview with Andy Wassman about a really cool event put on by Run Nina, where you got to chug a beer after every lap. By the end of the race, you will chug four beers and have completed four laps. And where most of the country is leaning toward less alcohol, Run Nina says, nope. We're going to drink alcohol while we run. So it sounded like an absolute blast. It was fun to get to know Andy. Zomers and I talked a little bit about this very bizarre video put out by Robert Bob Kennedy Jr. and Kid Rock. He's also a junior, I think. Robert Ritchie III or something like that?
I don't know.
Yeah, they put out a video, a workout video, but they didn't wear workout clothes. And it was very bizarre. I recommend a Google because it's kind of funny. So we got that going. And then, tonight's question, folks. Zomers, I think we just need to reintroduce. This is the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite Robert Duvall movie or role? He passed away a couple days ago at the tender age of 95. Never officially retired from acting, but I don't think we've seen him on screen since 2022. But he is 95. Had a good run, left behind an incredible body of work. I said The Great Santini, but I could have just as easily been talked into The Godfather or Tender Mercies or... I'm not even joking, to Kill a Mockingbird, because he looked so tortured, even though he didn't have a line. He was good. It was his first movie role. So no right or wrong answers, folks. There are only your answers. Please be part of the show and let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the Civic Media app, which is very easy to use, or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X, Twitter, drop us a stream comment, and I'll read it on the radio. I did see Zomers on the text line. Monica from Mount Horeb said she was texting the show while she was in line to see Sean Cassidy, who is, I believe he's playing the Barrymore tonight. And I think he's either in Green Bay tomorrow night or he was there last night. But he was so much fun to have on the show. And I'm glad that Monica went to see him, because I'm sure... I mean, his songs will be fun because they were pop songs in the 70s. I think he's going to sing some classics like from some of his mom's shows. He's got great stories. I cannot imagine that not being an absolutely phenomenal show. So we've got Dr. Kristen Lyerly coming up at 6:35 tonight, folks. She's going to talk to us a little bit about Well, fun stuff. She always talks medical stuff, Zomers, but she also gives us tips. Like, you know, James Vanderbeek passed away from colon cancer. So she's going to stress the... But Kristen always does it in fun ways. She's just a blast to talk about, whether it's medicine, movies, current events, whatever. She'll be here at 6:35. Comedian Steve Gillespie will be here at 7:20 tonight telling us all about a really cool show he's put together called The Dose Psychedelic Comedy Show. That's coming to Wisconsin. Steve has been selling out rooms all over the country. That's in Act 3 right now. Very excited to welcome my second guest of the night. He is an esteemed professor of acting at UW-Green Bay, UWGB as I like to call it. Breaking new ground there. And he's also a very fine actor as well. He joins us over the stream, Mr. Alan Kopechke. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Hey, Pete. Great to see you again.
Good to see you, too. You were in studio last time.
I was, yeah.
Yeah. That's always preferable. But given the circumstances, it's just great to have you on the show. So welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. I got to tell you, my head is spinning with everything you just talked about in the last few minutes, you know? Beach wearing top hats and you know, throwing up while you're running Nina and Kid Rock Jr. And
there is going to be
Radley.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. Boo Radley.
Is your favorite Duvall role?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great choice.
Killed it with no lines. Yeah.
He just
You're having Kristen Lierley on, who I love.
Yeah. I don't like her personally, but she's a great radio guest. So we always like having Kristen on. No, but you're so right about Duvall he just looks so tortured in that, you know, he said nothing, but he didn't have to. It was phenomenal acting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way because I was going to ask you that anyway, but, okay. It is good to have you here. Do you have a show coming up in April?
Yeah. April 1st to the 4th.
Tell us about Constellations.
Performances the first through the third, and then a matinee on Saturday the 4th.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It's called Constellations. It's a show that was written by Nick Payne from 2012. So tell us about your production of this show, and what can you tell us?
Well, it's really exciting. I call it a meet cute in the multiverse. Two people meet up at a barbecue. They seem interested in each other, and then we see it play out in different ways in different universes within the multiverse where the circumstances are just a little bit different, and so it works out a little bit differently each time. So if you've seen the movie Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow from years ago, that was kind of a two-way split of universes, whether she made the subway or not.
Right.
And here we're splitting into multiple strands. And so it's a ton of fun as we get to know these people and then get the surprises of the slightly different ways in which they behave or the slightly different circumstances of where they're at right now. So it's very funny, but it also brings a ton of heart. So it's just lots of fun to work on.
It sounds great. It's a 90-minute one-act play.
Yep.
And you've got two actors. Is that the entire cast?
That's the entire cast, but I will mention that we have two understudies.
Okay.
So that's not only a good safety for us, but we put them to use throughout the play as well.
Okay. A 90-minute one-act. That's basically the length of a movie or whatever, and you've got two actors. How is it? Is it hard as a director for pacing purposes? How do you keep it flowing like that, Alan?
Oh, I think first off, it is a big load for the actors. So this is a big challenge. I think the folks we have are really up to it. But I know as an actor, I hate to leave the stage. I know my energy keeps going while I'm on stage, and it's when I go off that I have kind of recharged to bring it back on. So I don't worry too much about the pacing. I think they're in it and their energy remains high the whole time. At least that's the way it's working so far in rehearsals.
That's great. So let me ask you this. You've got, like, in Green Bay, you've got big shows that come to town You've got like Frank Hermans who puts on his own stuff. Is there a component in Green Bay that is either experimental or people putting on original plays or licensing stuff like you're doing with Constellations? My question is, do people realize what they have access to through UWGB? Does the general public come to the shows? Is it mostly students? And if they don't, how do you get them to do that? Because this is fantastic.
Yeah, I do think that we're a little bit of an undiscovered gem for some people. We do get a lot of students and a lot of the campus community comes. I would love to see more people. We get alumni who come. We have some fans we have developed over the years. But I don't know if the general theater going public in Green Bay really has an idea of the kind of, I don't know if I want to say experimental necessarily, but really interesting cutting edge kinds of plays. And we have very talented design faculty doing really exciting things. This play in particular gives some great opportunities. So the two characters are a beekeeper and a quantum cosmologist. And so with the multiverse and the quantum cosmologist, there's tons of cool space stuff going on.
Yeah.
There's some interesting bee stuff going on. Because we are shifting in space time from universe to universe, it gives the designers free rein to do some really exciting things.
That's so great. And I totally agree with you, like in terms of getting the general public to take advantage of this. Like, yeah, it's a college. And I think it just might be off some people's radar, not just UWGB, but in general. It's like, oh, well, that's a college. Well, they're putting on a great show and oftentimes award-winning shows. I just would love to see more people from the general public go. And what do people, like Alan, when they leave UWGB and they've studied theater, do most people pursue it when they leave? I know my daughter's at UW Stevens Point, and you've got people from their musical theater program. They want to go be in shows. I'm sure people at UWGB do too. But what is their path typically when they leave?
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of folks who get out there and get work, especially in the technical field. And we have others who are off to grad school and then teaching. We have others who are touring. I have one student who's been out on cruise ships and students doing Disney. There's all sorts of different paths. It depends on what your interests are, but we've had a lot of success from our grads.
Let's pick up right there. We're going to do a very short break. Alan Kopischke is here. He is a theater professor from UWGB. He's got great acting talent credits of his own, too. We'll talk to him about that when we come back. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back. This is Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwab. Great to have you here. Spookster86 on the stream says Days of Thunder is his favorite Duvall movie. It's Top Gun adjacent. That's fair. And he says, get your colonoscopy, folks. Great warning. Thank you, Spookster. I'm a little behind on my latest one. Maybe that's too much information I'm putting out there, Alan. I don't know. But
A little behind.
Pun intended. Alan Kapinski is here, folks. He is a theater professor at UWGB and an actor as well. Their show, his show, Constellations, runs April 1st through the 3rd, 7:30 p.m. And Saturday, April 4th at 2 p.m. at the Jane Widener Theater at the Widener Center on UWGB's campus. Check that out and take advantage of theater right in Green Bay. It's not just for college kids, folks. Check out this great production. Alan is the director, and it sounds like an absolute blast. Let me ask you something, Alan. You know, you have the opportunity to mold lives, shape these kids. We talked a little bit about what they do when they leave. I always have this issue because sometimes I've talked to kids in grade school or high school about careers, and if they were interested in show business, I was the guy that nobody asked a question to in Wisconsin on the, you know, after the fireman and the lawyer and the doctor. But, you know, everybody that comes up to me and says, everyone says I should have a fallback. And I kind of disagree with that. I feel like if you're going to go be an actor or a dancer or a set decorator, whatever it is, why would you take 2 to 4 hours a day away from your passion and getting better at it to set yourself up for failure? Am I wrong there?
In my experience, if you need a fallback, your fallback will come find you.
Correct.
You go pursue what you are passionate about, and that may end up leading you in other directions, adjacent or parallel. I don't think saying, oh yeah, I gotta get this business degree or this engineering minor or whatever, just in case. I think you gotta pursue what interests you, and that will lead you maybe to engineering, but by a different path and by a way that follows your passion.
I totally agree with you. And you can, you know, try it until you're 29 and go back to school. You're still young. You got the whole, if things don't work out, but you're right. And a lot of people I know found their way in other avenues. They went into casting or, you know, catering or set truck driving and carpentry work on sets and that kind of stuff. So,
or you might decide you're an accountant, but you want to be an accountant for a film production company.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Absolutely. Before we let you go, I want to ask you, you've got two credits I'm curious about. I want to ask you about on your IMDb page. One is Feed the Fish with Tony Shalhoub, which I believe was shot in Green Bay. Would love to hear what your experience was like on that. And then you did a Walker, Texas Ranger. I would love to know if you got on Chuck Norris's bad side. So you can start wherever you want.
Okay. So Feed the Fish was mostly actually shot in Door County. The Shalhoub family has some property up there, so my wife was the costume designer for it, and I had a very small role. I went hunting with Michael Matzdorf, the director, and Tony Shalhoub's character yelled at us, and Michael accidentally shot me in the crotch. So I had a great pained pratfall in there, and then I got rolled away on a gurney. So that was my big moment in that.
But memorable. Yeah, that's great.
It was a lot of fun.
Sure.
But Walker, Texas Ranger was a blast. I had a really nice guest star role. I was basically a Bill Gates character. So actually I was a victim. Mitch Pileggi, who was the boss of Mully and Scudder on The X-Files. He was the main bad guy. And they were robbing me and my party guests. I did get punched by one of the bad guys.
Oh, sweet.
So got to work with the stuntmen and stunt ensemble on that. And actually, Chuck told me after that scene, he said, you take a good punch. So I want that on my gravestone.
Yeah, from his mouth itself. Like, I would assume he's taken a few too, so that's probably high praise.
Yeah.
Alan, thank you so much for being here tonight. Good luck with Constellations. Maybe the wife and I'll get a nutty night out on the town, and we'll come down and see it. And I would love to see the facilities and the production and everything. It sounds great. So I appreciate you coming on and break a leg, my friend.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on, Pete.
You got it. All right, that's Alan Kapinski. Check out Constellations at the Jane Widener Theater at the Widener Center on UWGB's campus, April 1st through the 3rd, and then there's a matinee on the 4th, too. Sounds like a great show. Zommers, I would ask you if you're going, but you already bailed on the Door County Film Festival last week, so I'm not going to hold you to anything.
I earned that one.
Are you one of those guys that's like, hey, you want to do something Friday? Who's going to be there?
You mean like asking who else is going to be there before I say yes?
Exactly. Or waiting to see what better plans materialize.
No, but I usually don't give, you know, real answers because I'm like, you know, I probably said yes to something else already and forgot. And that often turns out to be the case.
I'm just saying you hardly ever hang out with me and my wife. Just consider.
That's true. I haven't even met her before.
Well, that's because you always bail. All right, we've got Kristen Lyerly coming up after the news at 6:35. Let's get a couple of texts out of the way here. Ollie from the North Woods. Oh, she's throwing a doing a ruse here. It says this is actually Lori from Hayward, maybe on Ollie's phone, and says a Robert Duvall show I really enjoyed was watching the series Lonesome Dove. Never watched that, but that had a nice run on network color television. In the 608, all Duvall movies, True Grit. You can score 1 point by returning a blocked extra point. That would make the score 6-1. I make heads or tails of that?
No, I have no idea what that's about.
He's doing the beer run. He just chugged a beer. All right, we're coming back with Dr. Kristen Lyerly after news, sports, and weather. Great to have you here, folks. It's Peach Wabbit and Nightline.
Light with Pete Schwabba.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. You just came from an OBGYN conference.
They had a lube bar because there are lots of different kinds of personal lubricants that you can use.
When you say lube, do you need that to give birth the woman?
No, it's for sex. I recommend generally a water-based lube.
Are you writing this down, Conrad?
Conrad cannot speak right now.
Is he blushing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
All right. Welcome back, folks. I am Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. And that is also not a Kid Rock song. Zommers is spinning the tunes tonight and having fun with that. Welcome back. Glad you're with me, folks. This is a Wednesday that feels like a Monday, but it's kind of like a Thursday because of our crazy week this week. But nonetheless, we are here talking about the things in life that make us happy. And one of the people that makes me happy is my next guest. She does great work. She's one of my favorite guests, or people for that matter. She's a highly respected OBGYN, a proud boy mom, and she also has her own show here on Civic Media called the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. You probably guessed who it is. It's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, how you doing, Pete?
To clarify, I'm yes. also an OBGYN, but not highly respected.
No, you are not.
In fact, but I'm lowly respected.
I was very impressed that you ran the lube promo because it's important. People need to know about lube.
Well,
Pete,
I mean,
Pete right
do
now
they
is
not?
Silenced.
No, I'm just... I
No,
I,
people don't.
Who doesn't know about lube?
Many people have many questions and they are very like... reluctant to ask those questions. You got to build trust before people will come out with these, because you know we've been taught in life not to talk about things like sex, but if you talk about it and you get good information, it's so much better
and listen
it's safer.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here
again.
I think sex is really neat. I'm just saying, wait till the line goes down and then go ask the pharmacist. I didn't know people had an issue with lube. I thought it was kind of an everyday thing now.
No, people have issues with some of the... It's so personal. Like, some people have issues with some things that you would just be like, really? I mean, kind of like you with lube right now, I guess. It's just like really personal based on your own experience. And that's why we all need access to a healthcare provider who can help us answer our questions.
And you're certainly that. Zomers, did you have something?
I was going to say that even working as a pharmacy technician at CVS a few years back, that you got some people who would, like, you know, really nervously come up and privately ask you where something is. And it's like, oh, it's back there in that aisle, and I can bring it back if you want. I'm like, no, I got it. Or people would ask questions. They're like, you don't have to whisper. It's fine. We get asked stuff like this all the time. It's okay. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I know there a couple times when you've been on this show and the thing we did with Conrad, I was a little bit, you know, like taken aback because you were talking about lube at this convention. And I thought, oh, it's like something with babies or whatever. And then you kind of, you know, dropped that bomb. And it was very funny. But I'm saying, I don't care. Like, I'm very pro all of it. I wear a condom every day just in case. I don't leave the house without wearing one. I have lube in the car. I'm ready. It never happens. But I'm not expecting it to. So that's where that's a win.
Lube that you have in the car is different, Pete.
Oh, oh, seriously?
Yeah, the car lube is different than your personal lubricants. No. See, there are questions.
That explains the confused look when I say, give me some Astroglide on those lug nuts.
Listen to you dropping names, Pete Schwab.
Listen,
you
I'm
think
a free.
Pete is a mild mannered guy, but
No. Listen, I'm not. I don't pretend to be anybody. I will say this is what I'm fascinated about is the position of lactation consultant, because this was not offered as a major when I was in college. I would have been the best damn lactation consultant in the world.
No,
and their only note the professor would have been able to say to me is try not to smile so much, Mr. Schwaba.
Liking boobs does not make you a good lactation consultant. It is actually a really, really important job because everybody, so you probably can't relate to this, but I will tell you, and this is in all seriousness, when people have babies, it's often a conflict that people have, like, am I going to be able to breastfeed? Should I breastfeed? Do I want to breastfeed? Because it's a huge commitment. So having a lactation consultant who can answer your questions and make sure that you have, if you want to do this, that you have the best shot at it, that you have somebody there to answer your questions. Because really, if you can breastfeed and it's the right thing for you, that's great. It's cheap. It's easy, but it requires a lot from the mom. So I love my lactation consultant. So don't joke about them.
Well, I joke about everything, but I'm not, I'm just saying, I didn't know. And here's the other thing. I didn't know it was going to be a challenge because we had kids, we were committed to trying the breastfeeding. And you know, I realized when the woman came in, I'm like, you're what? You're a lactation consultant? Like, we have an assist here? And then, you know, the joke in my act used to go, and then she grabs my wife's boob to help her.
Breast.
And she's like, but she looked at me, Kristen, and she said, may I? And I was like, yeah, why don't I hold the baby and dim the lights and you got, you know, so I didn't. But you're absolutely right. It is a challenge. It doesn't happen for everybody. So it is good that position exists for sure.
And there's guilt, you know, like if you want to breastfeed and you feel like you're supposed to breastfeed, but it's not working, there's this whole emotional thing that happens that goes along with it. So yeah, it's not just about boobs.
No, it's not. Kristen Lierley is here, folks. Dr. Kristen Lierley. She is dispensing medical advice whether we want it or not. She does not believe I have the, I'm not an OBGYN, not even in a freelance capacity.
No.
Before we move on, Kristen, because we do have a lot to talk about, let's get the medical stuff out of the way, because you said when we texted earlier, you wanted to say something about colon cancer and James Vanderbeek. And this is one of those things. And I admit I've been late to, I have this thing about anesthetics. I don't like to go under.
Mm-hmm.
So I know
understand.
That, yeah, it scares me and I don't, you know, I'm not worried about the procedure or anything. I'm sure there's lube involved, but but I'm scared to go under. What do you tell people about that?
Whatever you do, whether you choose to have a colonoscopy, which is the recommended screening starting around age 45, unless you have risk factors, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but age 45 is the standard. If you can get a colonoscopy, if that sits well with you, great, do that. If you can't, there are other tests that you can do to screen for colon cancer. So there's a box, you can poop in a box, Pete, and send it through UPS back to the factory, and it will look for any signs of colon cancer. That's a really good test. And then you don't have to go through the anxiety and everything of the colonoscopy. But to be clear, the colonoscopy is the gold standard. So if you can't do that, that is the best alternative.
I just want to clear something up. You said it doesn't sit well during a colonoscopy. To clarify...
As soon as I said that, I knew it was the wrong thing.
Well, that's great advice. How did we do? You were on the show a couple months ago. We were talking about this, everything that's going around, the cold and flu season and how it's very bad this year. I got something, and I know the night I got it, I didn't sleep. I was in Chicago having a blast. I barely slept all night. I got sick. It is like literally still lingering. And I'm probably 5 weeks in now. I had to go on a prednisone. I mean, what is going on? Is there stronger stuff out there?
Wow, that's heavy duty, having to go on steroids. I am just recovering from a sinus infection that I've had for 2 weeks. And I've never been on antibiotics for a sinus infection ever. Mm. But on day 12, I finally called my doctor and said, please. And I'm feeling so much better, but I might cough while we're talking.
That's
because
okay.
I'm still dealing with the tail end of it. You know, I don't know that it's been worse this season, but Pete, we're getting older. And the older we get,
okay.
Our immune systems can't, there I go, can't handle it as well as they did when we were younger. So that's why it's really important as we age to make sure that we're keeping up with our vaccines, that we're getting our flu shots. Flu is so preventable. And the flu shot isn't 100%. Nothing is 100%. But if it can prevent you from getting the flu, which takes thousands of lives every year, then hey, why not?
Absolutely. I'm totally with you there. And that makes sense that it's an age thing, because I've never had to go on something. It's something that works its course, runs its course, and then you're like, okay. But I'm like, this is kind of ridiculous, you know? And because of this gig, every time I come back from a break, I'm like, you know, it's awful. So
me too.
Yeah. So tell us about the Dr. Kristen Lierley show. What do we have to look forward to? You do such a great job hosting that show.
This weekend, I'm actually having my oldest son, who is also my producer, who is also a public school teacher. So he and I are going to talk about what's happening in the media ecosystem, how we are really transitioning from this legacy media where CBS can say to Colbert, that guest is not appropriate, to anybody can say anything with a ring light on TikTok and people believe them. So where do you line up? How do you know what to trust? Especially when you're talking about things that can determine the rest of your life, like healthcare decisions, especially.
Right. Did you see the Bob Kennedy Jr. and Kid Rock video they put out?
Yeah, where they were working out in the sauna.
How bizarre was that?
And it wasn't just them. That was actually from the federal government. The federal government put that out. Yeah.
See, if it was from them and they said, here's our nutty night hanging out, it's funny. Okay, I get it. But he's wearing jeans.
Yeah. What? And he gets into like cold plunge with the jeans. And cold plunges, by the way, are not benign. Like if you are somebody with a heart condition, a cold plunge could actually give you a heart attack. So
could
like
kill you. Yeah. All right. Well, that's good to know.
Especially if you're wearing jeans.
What else health-wise do we need to... Where do you stand on echinacea?
Echinacea?
Yeah, like as a preventative. I've been told... Now, it was an actress who told me this, so I'm not really... But I've heard from other people, too, that if you take echinacea when you feel your first symptom of illness, you won't get sick. And that has kind of been a thing for me. I'm kind of a believer in it, but I don't know if it's like a placebo dealio or what.
I'm going to ask you a very personal question right now, Pete.
Can't be worse than anything I've ever heard from you. So go for it.
Was it like 20 years ago that you heard this advice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ish.
Echinacea was trending 20 years ago before trending was trending, because it was like, it was a cool thing that people were recommending if at the very early onset of cold symptoms to ward off symptoms. You know, is it proven? There's some evidence for it. There's not a ton of evidence. The truth is a lot of these supplements are just actually no supplements are regulated by the FDA. They're not tested by the FDA and you don't actually know what's in your supplements. So echinacea, maybe it'll help. It's not likely to cause harm. Can you take it? Sure, why not? Are you just pouring your money into the toilet? Hard to say.
What about vitamin D?
Oh, I'm a big fan of vitamin D.
Me too. I feel like that does prevent illness.
Well, yeah, because in the winter, so we make vitamin D from sunshine on our skin. And in the winter, in these colder climates, we don't go outside and there's really not a lot of sunshine anyway, although today was beautiful in Green Bay. So vitamin D is really good to take for us, especially in the winter. But if you're getting plenty of sunshine, you probably don't need it.
Here's what I'm hearing. Everywhere around the state, it's like gorgeous. And in Marinette, I'm looking out the window all day and it's just rain and wind and cold. I'm like in a pocket. It's like when they do the weather across the state, it's like, and then at the Schwab house, it's 30 and windy. Like, it's like the 5-day forecast.
It was so sunny today that I put a chair out on the deck and sat at the deck table.
Come on. Like, Zomers is wearing beach clothing with his top hat and spats. You what?
I was going to. I didn't.
Oh, okay. Here's one, Kristen. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, a colonoscopy isn't all that bad. The prep is not pleasant, but not horrible. Well, that's what I'm aspiring for, is not horrible. Thank you, though, Mark. I appreciate that. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. She's going to stick around through this break, and we're going to talk about some other really cool stuff. I want to hear, she was in a terrible accident. She's going to give us an update, and we're going to talk maybe some college theater. Seems to be a theme tonight. We're coming right back. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow Wisconsinites and parts beyond. It is great to have you here. I am Peach Wabba, this is Nightlight, and I'm in a great mood tonight because my friend, Dr. Kristen Lierley, is my current guest on the show. She is telling us, I go coughing again. Why don't you throw that inhaler through the picture?
I know, it's right here. Here.
I have one. I have asthma, sort of. I don't use it often, but it's terrible.
You have asthma? Yeah.
Did I say it like that? Oh my God. Aaron, can we edit that out, whatever that was, that snuffleupagus sound that Dr. Lierley just made?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, rats. No, it's adorable. Hey, it's great to have you here. Before I have more, I have a couple more questions for you, because I love to get free medical advice from you when you're on the show. So you could say, is that actual wine you're drinking?
This is a beer. It is a Dogfish Head 90 Minute, which is my very favorite.
Oh, very
That's
nice.
A good one.
How do you feel about the non-alcoholic beers?
I've never tried a non-alcoholic beer. Why?
Well,
I'm totally kidding.
Who's the health?
I've heard that
now?
They're no. I've heard they're really good. Like Athletic is that one brand I've heard is really good.
Stella, Blue Moon, they've crushed non-alcoholic beer. I'm not even a beer drinker, and I like them because I don't really drink. But the spirits, they're a little behind. Like, I would love to sip a glass of whiskey and have.
Oh, dude.
Taste, but,
one time, my roommate bought a bottle of non-alcoholic bourbon, and we each had about a sip before dumping it down the drain. Like, I was like, why did you buy this? And I smelled it. I'm like, oh, man. It's just wrong.
It's not even close. They got a waste
of it. One thing, like, if it's free, that's one thing. But if you buy it,
okay, you ready for this? For fake whiskey, no alcohol whiskey, $32 a bottle. It's like, I understand it's a process, but it's terrible. Like, it's not even close. Save your money, folks. That's all I'm saying. Kristen Lierley is here. So, all right, let's update. You know, we have some crossover listeners, and I know I was as curious about this as anybody. How are you feeling? You were in a terrible car accident 2 months ago. The pictures on Facebook made my jaw drop, basically. And I knew you were okay, luckily, because I had just spoken with you, not knowing you had been through a horrible accident. How are you feeling? And how is your road to recovery going?
It's really going well. It was 2 months ago today. So today has been like a big day of self-reflection and just thinking about what could have been and just the split second timing. Yeah, I luckily literally walked out of the hospital after this terrible accident where my car was crushed and I got transported by an ambulance and run through the CT scanner. And, you know, fortunately, I just ended up with a broken foot and some other bumps and bruises and a pretty bad concussion. But, you know, here I am 2 months later and just incredibly grateful and thinking about what could have been, but what is. And I feel like I am here for a reason, and it's election season, so let's freaking go, brother. With all the craziness and the disinformation that's out there right now, I, as an OBGYN doctor who speaks the truth and is from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Like, let's have a conversation and make sure people have the information that they need to make really good decisions, whether it's in the exam room or the voting booth.
How did that happen? Like, with how did medical advice, and I understand COVID and I don't want to get into all that, but like, who would not listen to a doctor or someone who has done the research and has the information? It saddens me that that's become political, because I think anybody would, frankly, whether you're on the left or the right or whatever, most people listen to their doctors, right?
Well, I think in the exam room you do, because you're one-on-one. But institutionally, our institutions have been rocked. You can't trust the CDC anymore. You look at CBS, they won't let Colbert have a guest on. All of these things that we thought were gospel aren't anymore. But people are finding truth and authenticity on social media, in influencers, in people who they feel like they have a relationship with. So that's where we got to go. We have to be in those spaces. And unfortunately, medicine has not done that. Science has not done that. We still think that we need to talk about evidence and data. And let me tell you about the details of this study. People can't stomach that. You got to have all that. Like, that's really important. But you also have to deliver it in a way where people can digest it.
That's a great point. And it's sad that it's just a question of being late to the party, because I agree, you shouldn't have to do that. People should seek out this. That's a good use of their time. Not, yeah, hey, what medical advice or tips are going to fall in my lap? That just doesn't seem right. So you're doing well. I'm glad to hear that. Are you on some kind of a rehab thing? Do you have to, you like to bike? Have you been allowed to go out biking since it's 70 and sunny in Green Bay today?
It was so beautiful in Green Bay today. I was allowed earlier this week to get on my spin bike in the garage. So I've been doing that, but I haven't gotten on my real bike. But I've been very faithful to the physical therapy that I have to do, which seems really silly because some of it is just like, seriously. But it's so important. And my physical therapist told me only 20% of people actually follow through on their physical therapy. So people, if you've got physical therapy, now is the time. Go out there, do your exercises.
Do you have, like, you come on the show and you kind of make medicine fun. I feel like we should do like a little tap dance and put some music on.
I can't. I only have one foot that I can use right now.
That's an excuse. And maybe, you know, do you have a place people can go to hear your medical advice? X, Facebook, wherever. Do you have a following somewhere people could latch onto?
I'm on all the socials at Dr. Okay. Kristen Lyerly. Yeah.
I was trying to set you up for that. That's what I know you are. I'm like, that's what we do in the radio business. Like, and Zomers does not follow you, and he could use some medical advice from time to time.
Zomers, fun fact, is my birthday buddy.
It's true. And actually, true? I do follow her. So, you know, you just lied.
I follow her blindly, though. Yeah. Speaking of misinformation, we have about just a little bit. Can we keep you through the break and talk about, you know, a lot of different stuff?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, cool. So what is your favorite Robert Duvall movie? Do you have one? That's our question of the night.
Oh, you know, yes, and I can't tell you what it is, but he was a cowboy.
The Tender Mercy? All right, we'll research that. Oh, you don't know. You really legitimately don't know.
I legitimately do.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of this. We're coming back, folks. News, sports, and weather is next. Comedian Steve Gillespie is here at 7:20. That's going to be a blast in Act 3. Kristen Lyerly, though, you get an extra dose of Kristen Lyerly. See what I did there? We're coming right back. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.